Alright, I gotta get recording before I just get any more fucking pissed off than I already am. Because everything I see is just gonna piss me off. You know, I almost thought about taking this week off. Because I was gonna tell you guys, you know, look, man, I got a lot of ideas and I got a lot of shit going on. I wanna do some quality, you know, half-assed quality podcasts, not just yelling and shit, which is fun. But you know, I've got some stuff I want to talk about that I need to sit down and really think through and make some notes. And then, as happens, I make the mistake of looking at the internet and seeing the fucking retarded dystopia. My God, there's nothing I would like better than to just fucking play Star Wars and have drool run out of my mouth and starve to death and fucking die while playing a video game. That'd be like the best form of fucking suicide I could possibly goddamn commit. But no, I can't. I can't do it because the fucking retarded dystopia. It's out of fucking control. God damn it, we're fucked. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, friends and enemies. I forgot what it was. What was the third possibility? Fuck. I don't even care anymore. Can we just fucking do this? Can we just move on? All right. We let all the fish shit goes by, the intro and everything. We're fucking applause. God damn it. Do I have a fucking water bottle? Hang on. No, of course not. Why would I have a water bottle here for doing the podcast? Because that would make sense. Because I would need that. Because that would require me to be prepared. The reason I'm not prepared is because I didn't feel... Are we done now? I didn't necessarily feel like podcasting today, but then I saw this stuff and I felt like podcasting. And then, so before I even get to what we're going to talk about, we're going to tangent already. So I was listening to some Jack Spirko, and these are older episodes, and he's talking about the tanks rolling down the streets in Sydney to enforce the lockdowns. And I'm like, well, okay, so what exactly happened with that? So I go to the google.com, the greatest disinformation machine ever created in the history of the human species. And I think that's true. I mean, you can say the internet, yes, but Google itself, this is the biggest fucking mechanism for manipulating people that has ever been created by the human species. Because everyone uses it. Virtually everyone uses it. So anyhow, here's the thing. So I go to the Googles, and here's what I type into the Googles. Tanks, Australia, enforce COVID. Now, here's the results that I get. The top one. Now, I'm not following the links. So somebody types something into Google. This is what you see. COVID in Sydney. Military deployed to help enforce lockdown. Australia has deployed hundreds of soldiers to Sydney to help enforce COVID's lockdown. Okay, that's from BBC. Then on YouTube, we got a video. Australian lockdown, military called in to enforce. The army personnel will help police door knock people who have tested COVID positive to ensure they are. And that's the end of the description. So the police are going, they're knocking on doors to make sure if you tested Wuhan positive, you're at home. All right, next one from Reuters. Australian military to help enforce Sydney Wuhan 19. Australia's military will help enforce a lockdown in Sydney after the city of 6 million posted a record daily rise in Wuhan cases. And that's the, okay. Then next we got from CNN. More military personnel deployed to Sydney as entire state, and then it trails off. And then it says additional Australian military personnel will be deployed to enforce tighter Wuhan restrictions in the greater Sydney area next week. Now, remember, all this is all back in last year. This is not current events. That's not the point. We're not doing current events. Just in case you're still under any illusions that this is a current events show, it's not. Okay? We don't do current events here. By we, I mean me and the mouse in my pocket, all right? Me and my multiple personalities, all right? We don't do current events. We do philosophy. The next thing that comes up, USAtoday.com, fact check. Australian military isn't, quote, looking for anti-vaxxers, unquote. Claim, the Australian military is going door to door looking for anti-vaxxers, claimed by social media. So you see, guys, the Australian military in Sydney, where there's tanks rolling down the streets and the soldiers are knocking on people's doors, they're not looking for anti-vaxxers. So you see, it's okay. All they're doing is enforcing a lockdown and making sure that if you tested positive for the flu, you haven't left your house. It's okay. They're not looking for anti-vaxxers. This is what I'm saying. It's all of this is very subtle, right? It's very subtle. Like all the, so I did the commercial. I'm going to tangent for a minute. Just warning you. I did the television commercial thing. That's one of the things I need to process the data. I still just have the raw data. I haven't sat down and processed it at all. And I made some observations that we'll talk about. So this morning at the gym, I literally, Hitler, just got back from the gym. It's a beautiful sunny day outside too. There's a winter storm coming. Today, the high is supposed to be like 57. On Tuesday, the high is supposed to be -1. Anyway. This morning at the gym, I look up at the TV commercials, and the first TV commercial I see has the white man with the little pox daughter and no mother in sight, and then the next TV commercial has the white woman married to the black man. It's all subtle, but it's constant. It's this constant just coming at us. All right, anyway, so I just thought that was hilarious that we've got these four headlines about the military in Australia going door to door and shit. And then we've got the fact check that they're not looking for anti-vaxxers. So, and that, you know, again, that makes it okay. See, they're not looking for anti-vaxxers. The other stuff is legitimate. The military enforcing a lockdown, the military going door to door, the military making sure you've stayed home if you have a virus in your body. Like, see, all of that is totally okay with Australians. Remember that brief moment when the Australians were rising up and, oh, so people got hopeful and, you know, Adam Piggott was keeping us up to date. And, oh, look, maybe the Australians found their ball sacks. No, they didn't. Right now, we've got some Canadian truck drivers who've located their ball sacks. I saw the video of the fucking Mounties on the horses trampling over people. My thin blue line down here in the States. We got my thin blue line. Guys, you're thin blue line, that's who's gonna come take your guns from you, you dumbass. Your fucking thin blue line. All right, let's get to the fucking thing. Yesterday, I posted one of Jack Spirko's podcasts. As I said in the show notes, I just typed in. So Jack talks about the military purge in that podcast, if you didn't listen to it. And I typed into Google, military purge of senior officers. And these are the number one link and the number three link. The number two link is the 1941 Red Army purge over on Wikipedia. Sometime in the future, there's going to be a link about the purging of the United States military. Now, these articles, one of them is that the first one is from Vanity Fair, of all things. I thought Vanity Fair was like a fashion magazine or something. But what the fuck do I know? I am blissful. God, if I could stay ignorant of all of this, I really don't even want to know about any of this. Ignorance is bliss. And the second one is from the Washington Post. All right. I have not read these. I have glanced at them. And just what I saw pissed me off enough that I went from wanting to blow off podcasting for the entire week till I just said, all right, I need to go to the gym now so I can get back from the gym so I can record this podcast. All Biden's Secretary of Defense is moving to purge the military of white supremacists. Lloyd Austin ordered a stand down across all branches of the armed forces to have a, quote, deeper conversation, unquote, about the problem. But actually solving it will likely require more direct action. This is from Eric Lutz on February the 4th, 2021. These are not current events. We don't do current events here. Thank you. You're welcome. Lloyd Austin arrives at the Pentagon. There's a picture of him. Lloyd Austin, our Secretary of Defense, is a pox. Okay, so black people want to defund the police. So let's put one of them in charge of the military. Last month's attack on Capitol Hill. It was an attack, everybody. An attack. It went from protest to insurrection. Now we're at attack. Now, when black people throw bricks through windows and set things on fire, see, that's a peaceful protest. But when some white people walk around the Capitol building and take pictures of each other standing behind the fucking lectern, that's an attack. I mean, there's a reason why I keep saying that the only way white people can survive, those of us who are not race traitors, right? The only way we can survive is if we separate ourselves physically from the pox. And this is another thing I need to do a podcast about, because I got this whole spiel. Because people with the seasteading, which I've talked about before. And as I point out, guys, it doesn't matter where we go, because as soon as we go somewhere and we start being successful, the government of the United States will concoct a reason to come to where we are and kill us. Right? The idea that there's any place on the planet Earth, including out in the ocean, that we white people could go and just successfully live and be left alone is a fantasy. There is nowhere we can go where we will be left alone. And that is why the answer, of course, is going into space. But we don't have a space program anymore, because we needed to provide welfare to all the pox who want to defund the police so they can set things on fire and smash windows and assault people during their peaceful protest. We are, you and I, literally Hitler right now. We are at the peak. This is it. Actually, we're a little bit past the peak. Like, the peak is behind us. For every, people have this, the future, and there's, no, you know what the future is going to be? The future is going to be a lot worse than what you see right now. Like, this future that people have envisioned where there's whatever it is, flying cars, even solar, I don't think that solar power and shit is going to become a thing just because we've become so retarded and so dystopic. There might be electric cars, but there's going to be fewer of them. Anyway, none of this is on topic. God damn it. Focus, great one. I really want to get through these two articles in this one podcast. I'd really like to. All right, let's do this. Last month's attack on Capitol Hill intensified concerns about extremism within the United States military. Because, of course, there's obviously a connection between a bunch of white people who support Donald Trump walking around the Capitol building and extremism in the military. I mean, I can see the direct connection between those two things, right? Because those people walking around Capitol Hill were white. And some of the people in the military are white. And we know that all white people are white supremacist. Now, we can't say that all niggers are good at basketball, but we can certainly say that all white people are white supremacist. I'm sorry, I apologize. I called them niggers instead of pox. I know that colored people is the correct pronoun. Anyway, though the number of current or former members of the armed forces who participated in the deadly MAGA riot is unknown. The deadly MAGA riot. The total number of people who died was one. It was a woman, which doesn't, you know, I can't get too upset about that because, well, it's a woman. It's a white woman who's a protester. One person died. This was a deadly MAGA riot. Have you heard any of the fucking Nigger Lives Matter protest? I think I'm just gonna use the word nigger in this podcast because I'm so fucking sick of niggers. I'm fucking done with this. Like, I can't bring myself to even be cutesy and call them pox or anything. I'm just done. They can't just leave us the fuck alone. They can't do it. They're fucking parasites. They're fucking babies. They're fucking completely goddamn helpless without white people to constantly wipe their asses for them. Look at the entire African continent. They have achieved not a fucking thing over there. Well, white people came and oppressed them. Well, if you're so fucking awesome, you should be able to get over the oppression at some point. I mean, are you going to use that as an excuse for the rest of your miserable little fucking nigger life? And the answer is yes, you are. Because just like women, victimhood is the only way you can get power. Because you are inferior and you know it. What would happen if you went to Google? I'm not going to do this because we don't have time. Let's go to Google and type in deadly Black Lives Matter riot. Or deadly BLM riot. You know what? Fuck, I am going to do it. Deadly, if I can spell, deadly BLM riot. At least 25 Americans were killed during protest. And then 9 of the people killed. Wow, look, 25 people died. Have you actually heard it described as a deadly BLM riot? No. But here we got one white woman gets shot by a government employee, and it's a deadly MAGA riot. All right. Anyway, so the number of current or former members of the armed forces who participated in the deadly MAGA riot is unknown. So we have no data whatsoever. However, we're about to draw a conclusion, even though we just said we have no data. All right, an NPR analysis. Oh, it's an analysis from NPR. Well, you can't get much more unbiased than National Public Radio. an NPR analysis in late January found that as many as 1 in 5 of those charged in the wake of the insurrection had a record of military service. Now, remember when people in the military, they were heroes, we were supposed to support the troops and all this other horseshit? See, this is all part of the big picture. You demonize the military. Then you replace the white people in the military with niggers, faggots, trannies, feminist. During his confirmation hearing for the role of Joe Biden's Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin vowed to root out white supremacy and right-wing radicalism in the ranks. So remember, your government, the government that you think is going to save you if you're a statist, right, my voting, he told the government when he was being, you know, when he was up for the job, he told them, yes, I'm going after white supremacy and right-wing radicals in the ranks. And he still got the job. Okay, the government is not on your side, guys. The government is not on your side. All right, blah, blah, blah. Though he provided little detail as to how this would be accomplished. Quote, The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies, but we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks, unquote. So you see, white people are the enemies of the United States. Austin, the first black Pentagon chief, which is the only reason he's the Pentagon chief, because he's an affirmative action hire. Austin, the first black Pentagon chief, took his first major step on Wednesday towards addressing the issue, ordering a stand down across all branches of the armed forces over the next 2 months for leaders to have a deeper conversation about the problem. It comes down to leadership. Everyone's, he wrote. Now, I'm wondering, will they explain to us what a stand down is? Because I don't know what a stand down is. I was in the military. I don't know what this means. I could Google it, but we don't have time for me to get pissed off about something else. Here is his tweet. Because again, you know, our government governs via Twitter and social media. I mean, just the fact, you know, this is, there's so many things that are just, all right, no tangenting. Here's his tweet. Today, I met with senior leaders to discuss extremism in the military. As a first step, I'm ordering a stand down to occur over the next 60 days so each service, each command, and each unit can have a deeper conversation about the issue. It comes down to leadership. Everyone's. But the order, delivered at a meeting with military leaders and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also underscores the challenge of purging extremists from the armed forces. While Lloyd and Biden recognize the threat and have resolved to tackle it, a major and welcome change from the last administration, there isn't a clear blueprint for how to do so. Quote, we don't know how we're going to be able to get after this in a meaningful, productive, tangible way. And that is why he had this meeting today, and that is certainly why he ordered this stand down, unquote, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday, per NBC News. Well, how are we going to get the white people out of the military? Yeah, gosh, we just have no clear path for eliminating white people from the military. How are we going to do this? The first task for Austin, like Biden, has been cleaning up the mess left by Donald Trump and his cronies, including, oh, democracy, isn't it wonderful? Right, when Biden is tangenting, right, including by clearing out hundreds of Trump loyalists and his, what? Hold on, I'm trying to decipher this sentence. First task, Austin, like by clear up the mess left by Donald Trump and his cronies, including by clearing out the hundreds of Trump loyalists his predecessor, former acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller, installed in the final days of the previous administration. I mean, hold on. I have to click the link. Trump loyalist, ouch. But Trump loyalist where? No, fuck you. Fuck you, pop-up. Goddamn fucking internet. You guys do realize the purpose of the internet is to serve up advertising, right? Is anybody not aware of this yet? Apparently I don't have an ad blocker turned on right now. Advisory committee. All right, I don't think they're talking about, see, I don't know what, this is why the fucking news media is, Trump loyal, where? I don't think they mean in the military, I think they mean in the government as a whole. Okay, and these are all flaws with the fucking government. Like, Donald Trump is the first person who put people loyal to him. Anyway, we're tangent. All right, that's a significant undertaking on its own. But this new administration has promised not just to return things to where they were the day before Trump took office, it has vowed real progress on multiple fronts. The military stand down is a good start, demonstrating that Austin and the administration as a whole take the issue seriously. Yes, they very seriously hate white people. They very seriously want to see white people replaced by POX. Why white people can't figure that out, I don't know. Apparently it's because white people, for the most part, have just become fucking retarded. But until there are more tangible actions towards addressing it, it'll remain unclear how much the administration can deliver. There have been some concrete measures proposed. Jackie Speier, chair of the House Armed Services Military Personnel Subcommittee, I'm assuming that this Jackie is a woman, called on Biden, Austin, and the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, another woman, to direct... No tangenting. Women. It's okay. Anyhow, remember, they should fucking major in STEM. To direct agencies to screen the social media histories of military recruits and those seeking security clearances for extremism. We're going to check your social media history for extremism. What is extremism? Well, anything that is vaguely anti-white. What is extremism? What qualifies as extremism? Quote, the screening processes for service members and others in critical national security positions are outdated. Modernizing background investigations to bring them in line with these new realities should be among your highest priorities as the new administration commences. Unquote. Implementing such a policy could go a long way towards keeping white supremacists and other radicals out of the military. But of course, it doesn't fully address the threat posed by those already in the ranks. Quote, there wasn't one being, in the room, not one person, there wasn't one being in the room that did not agree that there was a problem, unquote, Kirby said of Austin's meeting with Pentagon leaders Wednesday. Listen to me, this is important. There was a meeting of the Pentagon leaders, okay, the highest authority over the military of the United States that you think isn't going to come to your house and kill you one day. There is a meeting of these Pentagon leaders, and not one person in that room disagreed with the assertion that white supremacy and right-wing radicalism in the military is not a problem that requires people to be purged from the military. So again, I know if you listen to this podcast, you don't need to hear this. You have probably come to terms with the fact that if you live in the United States, at some point, the military is very likely to come to your house and kill you. Because you're white? Because you're a white? We don't need to go. Anyway, there you go. And that's the end of that one. Thank God these are short. Because, you know, journalism sucks. There's just the lack of detail here. But then again, yeah, this is just to, it's to sell advertising, but it's also to scare people. All right, so that was Vanity Fair. Washington Post. Opinion. This is an opinion piece. Opinion piece. Three retired generals. Okay, these guys are retired. But once again, here, I haven't even read this, but here's the thing. As we go through this, remember, so great one. These generals are retired. Okay. And there's still a bunch of generals that aren't retired. And everybody at that Pentagon meeting agrees that white supremacy and right-wing radicalism are problems. So I'm going to these three retired generals can mouth off about their opinions. They're not in the military anymore. I guarantee you if this is their opinions, the generals still in the military share these same opinions or some close variation of them. Just even the headline. Okay, here we go. Opinion. Three retired generals. The military must prepare now for a 2024 insurrection. The military must prepare now to shoot civilians in case Joe Biden loses the election. I'm not prepared to make an official prediction yet. We'll get a little closer. But I do not think it is anywhere outside the realm of possibility that in 2024, when, you know, whatever, when whoever, whatever happens, if, I guess by then, there's a good chance that Camel Toe Harris will be running for president, not Biden, because he'll be dead. I mean, officially, he's already dead. He's brain dead. But if, and I don't, here's the thing, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's any concern at all about a Republican winning the presidency. I am totally good with making an official prediction. Should I write this down? I probably should. If I'm going to call it an official prediction, I have to write it down. There will never be another Republican president. Prediction. No. More Republican pres. I mean, it's done. The Republic, you know, it's just, anytime I see, hear, read, whatever, somebody on the interwebs, and they're talking about, I didn't want to tangent there, I want to focus, I want to tangent there, but no, there's no more, the Republicans are dead, the Republican Party is completely fucking dead. The Republican Party is the Democrat Party light. And anyone who is a leftist is going to go with the real leftist over with the Democrats. They're not going to go with the, well, look, we're kind of sort of lefty, but we're still trying to pretend that we believe in freedom Republicans. The Republican Party at a national level is dead. There will never be another Republican president. But if I'm wrong about that and a Republican gets elected, or, no, I should say that. Well, no. All right, anyway, my brain hurts right now. Let me focus on what I'm reading. Paul D. Eaton is a retired U.S. Army Major General and senior advisor to Vote Vets. Oh my God, what is Vote Vets? Is this is something to get veterans to vote Democrat? I mean, is this really elevating the voices of veterans? Vote Vets elevates the voice of veterans through proposed legislative policies and electoral endorsements that in other words, endorsed candidates. Here we go. Endorsed candidates. How many veterans for U.S. Senate? I mean, okay, where's their political party? That's all I need to know. I mean, none of these are going to be Republicans. Not that it matters, because the Republicans are dead to the world. All right, so anyhow, it's, yeah. Antonio M. Tagliabue is a retired Army Major General, 34 years of active duty. Stephen M. Anderson is a retired Brigadier General who served in the U.S. Army for 31 years. Okay, great, so it's three. All right, here we go. As we approach the when was this written? This was written December 17th, 2021. As we approach the first anniversary of the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, remember now, these are three generals from your military that has sworn to defend your Constitution. Okay? For all of you who worship the military, brother, that support the troops. Guy, no. Tangenting. We, all of us former senior military officials, are increasingly concerned about the aftermath of the 2024 presidential election and the potential for lethal chaos inside our military, which would put all Americans at severe risk. In short, we are chilled to our bones at the thought of a coup succeeding next time. A coup. It was not a coup. It was a bunch of pudgy white people taking a self-guided tour of the Capitol building. It was not a coup. This is not what a coup looks like. These are three military generals who don't know what a coup looks like. In a coup, people are being killed. Okay? The Night of the Long Knives. The only person who was killed during this deadly insurrection was a fucking white woman who was protesting. Let us all remember that. No politicians died. You cannot call something a coup if nobody who is a politician was killed or threatened or imprisoned. One of our military strengths is that it draws from our diverse population. No, that is not a strength. That is that when I was in the military, we did not have any strength from drawing from diverse populations. There's no diversity. You all have to be on the same fucking page all the fucking time so as to operate as a well-honed machine. It is a collection of individuals all with different beliefs and backgrounds. Well, no, it's not, because you want to take some of the people with certain beliefs and you want to get them out. Our military strength is that it draws from our diverse population, all these people with different beliefs, but there's some beliefs that we're not going to allow. But without constant maintenance, the potential for a military breakdown mirroring social or political breakdown is very real. So what they're saying is the people in the military should just be robots who follow orders and don't mirror any of what's happening in society around them. This is the military they want to create. This is the military that, like Australia has, where they will drive tanks down the road and go knock on people's doors to make sure they haven't left their house because they have the flu. This is where our military is going. And they're going to go there by becoming woke, by getting rid of anyone who isn't woke. And we are going to have a lovely little woke military. And I don't have a fucking clue what's going on with Ukraine, but God, I sure would hope that we get in a war with Russia. I would love that. I would love to see the military of the United States get their asses handed to them by the Russians. The signs of potential turmoil in our armed forces are there. On January the 6th, a disturbing number of veterans and active duty members of the military took part in the attack on the Capitol. It was not an attack. Nobody had guns, except for the government employees. It was not an attack. Just watching, just like sitting here reading this stuff, and this is the terrifying part. How many people read this and believe that there was an attack on the Capitol, that there was a coup, that there is a deadly insurrection, right? And then there are those out there, you know who they are, who come around. Well, the Wuhan hoax is just about to go away because people are figuring it out. People are figuring it out. No, they're not. They're not. No one is figuring this out. People go to thewashingtonpost.com and they mindlessly believe everything they read. No one is figuring this out. Nobody's figuring anything out. We're fucked. That's what's happening. No one's figuring anything out. More than 1 in 10 of those charged in the attacks had a service record. A group of 124 retired military officials under the name Flag Officers for America released a letter echoing Donald Trump's false attacks on the legitimacy of our elections. Oh, are we still pretending that there's no election fraud? We are, aren't we? We're still pretending that this was, quote, the most secure election ever, unquote. We used all those voting booths that can't be hacked. Anyone remember years ago on this podcast when I talked about a documentary I watched about voting booths and a bunch of liberal Democrats got some voting booths and they got some computer hackers and they said, these voting booths are unhackable. And the computer hacker said, and then the computer hackers proceeded to hack the voting booths. And the liberals voted, you know, they're testing, oh, this is not a real election. They tested it, and sure enough, the voting booth gave the result the hackers told it to give, not the actual real result. And there's this fucking liberal Democrat woman at the end of the documentary on camera crying, and she's going, they've stolen our democracy, and she's crying. And those same voting booths are now being used, and these same liberal Democrats are sitting there going, well, this was the most secure election ever. Is it not just amazing how liberals have completely flipped? Remember when Monsanto, get your hands off our body, we're not going to eat your GMO food. Guys, I got to do this podcast about this scientific conference. See, that's another thing. I've got to do this podcast about this scientific conference that I went to. Guys, they have plans for you. And once again, it's not even hidden. They're not even trying to disguise what they're going to do. The military is getting rid of white people. They're not even attempting to disguise this. Okay, we're calling a bunch of niggers setting things on fire, destroying property, and assaulting people a peaceful protest, even though you can look at video footage of the niggers doing these things. They're not even trying to disguise it. They don't have to. The fucking media will stand right there and tell you this is a peaceful protest while you're looking at a video feed of buildings on fire. And you will believe it is a peaceful protest. And then they will show you pictures of pudgy white people walking around the Capitol building and tell you that this is an insurrection. A deadly insurrection. You will see the fucking footage of the fucking government employee security people at the Capitol opening the door and letting the pudgy white people go in. And you will be told that this is a coup. And you will believe that this is a coup. Show me the coup where the fucking coupers, whatever you call them, went and asked permission to go inside the building they were about to take control of. And then furthermore, where they were given permission and the people guarding the building opened the fucking door for them. Recently, and perhaps more worrying, God, everything is just more worrying, just so much worrying. It's almost as if these generals are white women who are afraid of experiencing discomfort. Recently, and perhaps more worrying, Brigadier General Thomas Machino, the commanding officer of the Oklahoma National Guard, refused an order from President Biden mandating all National Guard members be vaccinated against Wuhan. Oh, all right, well, all right. I always thought we were going to be making fun of this guy. I've never heard of this. Good for him. Machino claimed that while the Oklahoma Guard is not federally mobilized, his commander-in-chief is the Republican governor of the state, not the president. He's right! God damn it! Holy, are we... God damn it! Yes, the National Guard is an element of the state government. Yes, that's exactly how that fucking works. Like this entire paragraph. So Biden is ordering people in the military to get Wuhan vaxxed. So he's ordering people in the National Guard to get Wuhan vaxxed. Biden is not the commander in chief of the fucking National Guard. God, I am so fucking pissed off. Well, good for Machino, and I'm probably mispronouncing his name. The potential for a total breakdown of the chain of command along partisan lines from the top of the chain to squad level is significant should another insurrection occur. The idea of rogue units organizing themselves to support the rightful commander-in-chief cannot be dismissed. So the military is not supposed to be supporting anyone. They are supposed to be taking orders from the rightful commander-in-chief. But democracy does... I mean, there's so much wrong here, I can't even process this on the fly. Okay. Oh my God, this is getting bizarre now. Imagine competing commanders-in-chief, a newly re-elected Biden giving orders versus Trump or another Trumpian figure issuing orders as the head of a shadow government. Boy, we are like going into pure alchemy, a shadow government. What in the fuck are you talking about? A shadow government. Is it like a white... Wait, but if they're white supremacist, why would they be a shadow government? Shadows are dark. White supremacist or what? Anyway, I was looking for a joke there, but I couldn't find it. Oh, hang on. Speaking of joke, I gotta do something. All right. Since Virgin Mary still... Never mind. Let me just save it. God damn it, I got to get through this. Worse, imagine politicians at state and federal levels illegally installing a losing candidate as president. This is just making shit up. How would you... would you fake the election? I mean, Biden is in there. What does this mean? Illegally installing a losing candidate. How do you do that? Like, this is just making shit up to scare people. This is literally making shit up to scare people. All service members take an oath to protect the U.S. Constitution. But in a contested election with loyalty split, some might follow orders from the rightful commander-in-chief, while others might follow the Trumpian loser. See, you've got the rightful commander-in-chief, and then you have the Trumpian loser. We're not even being subtle here. So these are three generals. This is the military, guys. This is the military. This is the military in the retarded dystopia. Furthermore, what orders are they following? So he's two commanders in chief. Like, is one of them telling the military to invade Afghanistan and the other one's telling the military to invade Iraq? I'm like, what orders? And we know what orders we're talking about. We're talking about the orders about which civilians to kill. Right, the left is afraid that the military will be used to kill civilians who are leftist. And the reason they're afraid of that is because they know that their intention is to use the military to kill civilians who are white. And we all fear other people doing to us what they're going to, what we're going to do to them. Arms might not be secured depending on who is overseeing them. Under such a scenario, it is not outlandish to say a military breakdown could lead to civil war. No, it actually is fairly outlandish to say that, but you guys are writing this for the express purpose of selling advertising and scaring people. In this context, with our military hobbled and divided, U.S. security would be crippled. Any one of our enemies, any one of the enemies that we have made by shitting all over other countries, dropping bombs on them, killing their fucking people with flying missiles launched from robots while they're at weddings, assassinating their political leaders, financing their enemies, you know, any of these enemies that the United States government has made over the last 200 years, any one of them could take advantage by launching an all-out assault on our assets or our allies. Now, not an all-out assault on the people of the United States, because the government doesn't give a shit about us, but an all-out assault on our assets or our allies. I mean, this is just absurd. These are three generals. This is the top of the military right now, today, in the retarded dystopia. The lack of military preparedness for the aftermath of the 2020 election was striking and worrying. Trump's acting defense secretary, Christopher C. Miller, testified that he deliberately withheld military protection of the Capitol before January the 6th. Why do we live in a country? So if we have a peaceful turnover of power because of democracy, why do we need military protection at the Capitol? Have we had military protection at the Capitol in the past? I mean, I don't know. I'm just, because it's a question. And there's the fucking music. You know what? Hang on. I don't have time for this shit. Hold on. All right, fuck the music. I just killed the music. We're going to finish this and we're out. He delivered blah, blah, blah. Before January 6th, Army General Mark A. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, reportedly scrambled to ensure the nation's nuclear defense chains were secure from illegal orders. What, Donald Trump was going to launch the fucking nukes because he lost the election? Well, because the election was faked, rigged, stolen, whatever. I mean, this is pure scare tactic. This is 100%, this is as fake as the goddamn Wuhan. Why am I telling you? You already know this. I really cannot express to you how fucking angry this makes me. This is the fucking military. Having served in the military and having this very idealized vision of what a military should be, you know, and it wasn't perfect. That's why I got out. I didn't stay in for 20 years because there were problems then. But the problems when I was in the military, my God, I cannot even imagine serving in the military like under these fucking woke ass conditions. Holy fuck, man. To ensure the nation's nuclear defense chains were secure from illegal orders. Right, the implication here is that Donald Trump was going to drop nukes somewhere. Like, really? Is that really? I mean, oh God. It is evident the whole of our military was caught off guard. And that, of course, is the fault of white supremacists. With the country still as divided as ever, we must take steps to prepare for the worst. First, all right, here we go. Oh, let's find out what these steps are. This is going to be exciting, I am sure. First, everything must be done to prevent another insurrection. Everything must be done. Not a single leader who inspired it has been held to account. Our elected officials and those who enforce the law, including the Justice Department, the House Select Committee, and the whole of Congress, must show more urgency. But the military cannot wait for elected officials to act. The Pentagon should immediately order a civics review for all members, uniformed and civilians, on the Constitution and electoral integrity. Wait, a civics review? So the Pentagon, a civics review for all members on the Constitution. So we're going to educate people about what the Constitution says and what electoral integrity is. So this is called re-education. That's a phrase, a civics review for all members on the Constitution and electoral integrity. Okay, that means re-education. That's what that means. Of course the election was the most secure election ever. The Constitution guarantees a woman's right to an abortion. The thing about the Second Amendment, that only applies to the military and the police, right? Re-education. There must also be a review of the laws of war and how to identify and deal with illegal orders. Gee, I wonder what their definition of illegal orders are. And it must reinforce, quote, unity of command, unquote, to make perfectly clear to every member of the Defense Department whom they answer to. Unless, of course, the president was a Republican. In which case, then you don't answer to the Republican because the only way a Republican could get elected is with election fraud. But if the fucking president is a Democrat, then you should obey everything mindlessly, including the part where you're supposed to shoot civilians. No service member should say they didn't understand whom to take orders from during a worst-case scenario. Okay, every service member knows who you're supposed to take orders from during any scenario. I was in the military. You take orders from your commanding officer. And that means anywhere along the chain of command. I take orders from my squad leader. He takes orders from the platoon leader. He takes orders from the company commander. He takes orders from the battalion commander. It's not fucking complicated at all. And if the squad leader is giving me some orders and I'm doing that and my company commander comes in and says, great one, I need you to do this. If that conflicts with the orders I got from my squad leader, I say, sir, that does conflict from my squad leader's orders. He told me to do this. And the CO says, excellent, thank you. Do what I told you to do. And I say, yes, sir, because my company commander outranks my squad leader. I mean, there. If people in the military are unclear about this, this is just another big part of the problem. Remember years ago, when I read art on the internet, some fucking faggot, literally Hitler faggot, who was in the military, was talking about how he was on, they were on guard, when they, wherever they were, I think they're in some Middle East country that we should have just fucking nuked, because you can drill for oil through glass. He's talking about when in the military they're on guard duty and they put tape over the bullets in their magazine so that the bullets can't accidentally go into the fucking chamber of the gun and they can't accidentally shoot somebody. And that was when I realized that it really was going to shit. When I was in the military, we did live fire exercises with bullets locked and loaded. We ran around inside buildings. We fired bullets inside buildings. We crawled around in swamps at night. We fucking fired guns in the night. The number of times we accidentally shot somebody was never. Not because we're magic or unicorns or gods or that. Just because we weren't fucking retarded. It's not that difficult to not shoot somebody. It's not. It's a lot harder to actually shoot someone. Despite what you saw in the movies, right? You watch the movies, Rambo's holding the M60 machine gun with one hand, mowing down the bad guys while the bad guys are all shooting at him. And none of the bullets are, no. It's a lot harder to shoot another person than you think it is. Because people move and they don't want to get shot. Well, like, God damn it. You people are so fucking retarded. You have to tape your bullets down so you don't accidentally shoot each other. Or someone else. And now we find out that in the military, people don't know who to take orders from. They're unclear about the chain of command. How can you be unclear about the chain of command? Well, we know the answer. You're a fucking retard. These same people are unclear about boys and girls because they follow the science. They believe in science, except for that whole part about the X and the Y chromosome. That part of science we don't follow. That's a social construct. White supremacists invented the concept of X and Y chromosomes as a dog whistle. In addition, all military branches must undertake more intensive intelligence work at all installations. The goal should be to identify, isolate, and remove potential mutineers. So in other words, okay, so more intensive intelligence work at all installations means spying on the people in the military. Fantastic. The goal should be to identify, isolate, and remove potential mutineers. Guard against efforts by propagandists who use misinformation to subvert the chain of command. And understand how that and other misinformation spreads across the ranks after it is introduced by propagandists. Oh my fucking God. This next paragraph. Finally, the Defense Department should war game the next potential post-election insurrection or coup to attempt to identify weak spots. The military of the United States should practice shooting civilians. And let's keep in mind, there's nothing wrong with coups overthrowing governments. That's how this should work. When a government no longer provides for the people need to overthrow it. There's this sort of unspoken thing throughout all of this that overthrowing the government is a bad thing, which is, of course, how the United States came into existence. We overthrew the government of Great Britain. Your government wants you dead. Your government is your enemy. Once again, preaching to the choir, don't know why I'm telling you this. Wow. It must then conduct a top-down debrief of its findings and begin putting in place safeguards to prevent breakdowns not just in the military, but also in any agency that works hand-in-hand with the military. The military and lawmakers have been gifted hindsight to prevent another insurrection from happening in 2024, but they will succeed only if they take decisive action now. Well, there it is. I mean, I think we can safely say at this point the right wing has now given up control of the military as well, along with entertainment, education, government, all of it. It's one more thing. The left, the fucking woke left, now has full control of the military of the United States.